The earliest human cultures are classified by archaeologists as representing either the Paleolithic era, Old Stone Age, or the more advanced Mesolithic era, Middle Stone Age. In the former, people survived by hunting and gathering. In the latter, they made the gradual transition to producing food. The Mesolithic era lasted in the Near East until somewhere between 8,000 and 6,000 BC. It was followed by the Neolithic era, New Stone Age, when people settled in permanent communities, practicing agriculture, domesticating animals, and using finely carved stone implements. The next stage of civilization was the Bronze Age, which began around 3500 BC in the Near East. The Bronze Age is marked by the development of cities with monumental walls and buildings, armies, wealthy kings, and the use of tools and weapons made of metal. The earliest Bronze Age civilizations to affect the Mediterranean area were those in Egypt and the Near East, in the valleys of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Under the influence of these two areas, the eastern Mediterranean basin became the site of many powerful Bronze Age kingdoms by 2000 BC, including one on the island of Crete. At this point, however, there was no trace of the ancestors of the Greeks. Archaeological remains show that the Greeks established a Bronze Age culture on the mainland of Greece at some time between 2000 and 1600 BC. Fortified citadels with wealthy royal tombs dated to about 1600 have been found in several sites. The most famous are those at Pylos on the southwestern coast of the Peloponnesus, southern Greece, and Mycenae in its northeastern corner. The period of Greek history that began with these palaces is known as the Mycenaean era, which lasted from 1600 to about 1200 BC. It represented the first blossoming of Greek civilization. Mycenaean tombs have yielded precious gold and silver objects and other fine works of art. Archaeology also shows that the Mycenaeans engaged in foreign trade and had a form of writing, the Linear B script. At the height of their power, around 1400 BC, the Mycenaeans apparently conquered the island of Crete. Myths are stories that take shape in an oral tradition and are passed along by word of mouth for a significant period of time before being written down. Their special appeal depends on the fact that their origins are undocumented. The relevance of the Mycenaean period to the study of the classical myths is that it is the period in which the Greek myths originated. They are stories that were transmitted in the Greeks' oral tradition from the Bronze Age until they were finally written down, a process that did not begin until the 8th century BC. Around 1200 BC, Mycenaean civilization suddenly collapsed. The citadels were destroyed and abandoned. The underlying causes of this collapse are not known. There is evidence of widespread warfare. The city of Troy lay on the outskirts of the Greek world, at the entrance to the Black Sea. Archaeology shows that it too was destroyed at this time. Hence, it seems that the famous Trojan War of legend was really part of a general pattern of violent upheavals that overtook the Greek world about 1200 BC. Between 1200 BC and 800 BC, Greek civilization experienced a dark age. There is little evidence from this period of foreign trade, urban life, or works of art, and no evidence of writing. A person observing Mediterranean cultures in the 9th century BC would have predicted that Greek civilization was dying. To judge by later developments, the only bright spot was a rich oral tradition. The Greeks evidently kept memories of their ancestors alive by telling each other stories of the great days of Mycenae, when they were kings of the earth, not subsistence farmers. Starting around 800 BC, Greek civilization made an amazing recovery. At the heart of the recovery was the polis, the Greek city-state, plural, polis.